It's a little after 8 on a frosty morning at the busy corner of Tongass Avenue and Jefferson Street. About a dozen people are waving signs at commuters asking for honks in support of the Ketchikan Nurses Association. Ann Fama is one of the demonstrators, sipping a cup of hot coffee as she waves her sign. She's a longtime Ketchikan Peace Health Medical Center nurse and is on the negotiating team for the union. Fama says the union's goal is to make sure wages are adequate for attracting and keeping nurses.
We want the care given to this community to be at the same standard as anywhere else in this country, and to do that we have to have a comparable wage.
Fama says the two sides have been able to agree about other issues, such as better working environments and ways to improve training for new nurses who are coming into the hospital through a cooperative program with Ketchikan's University of Alaska Southeast campus.
But the area we're really concerned is how do we retain these nurses once we have them trained, because many of them are leaving after 1 or 2 years of experience because now they can go out and get a job and make $3 or $4 more an hour.
The nurses' union says that the wages in Ketchikan are lower than those paid to other nurses who work at Peace Health hospitals in the lower 48, even though the cost of living here is higher. While Ketchikan's hospital building is owned by the city, it's always been operated by Peace Health, a Catholic healthcare system that runs 10 hospitals in the Pacific Northwest. Fama says that the union isn't asking for an across-the-board wage increase. They want the newer nurses to be paid more in hopes of keeping them here.
We were able to hire new grads. We're able to keep the people who are really entrenched here in the community after, 15, 20 years. But we really want to keep that young, energetic, smart group of nurses who just really can make our team strong and grow.
Today is round 5 of negotiations.
That's Misha Chernik, Marketing and Communications Manager for Peace Health Ketchikan. She says Peace Health won't comment on specific points of contract negotiations.
We're going to continue to have those conversations at the negotiation table, and we will bargain in good faith to reach an outcome that's mutually satisfactory for both our nurses and, the Peace Health process.
Chernik confirmed that the newest rounds of talks will be mediated and added that, as with all their negotiations, a mediator has been observing the whole time.
They are not necessarily at the table unless asked, to join the table. And both Peace Health and the Association of Alaska Nurses decided to ask for that involvement.
The Ketchikan Nurses Association is a local chapter of the Alaska Nurses Association. Chernik says that while the Ketchikan nurses have never before needed a mediator to help with negotiations, it's not an unusual step.
We anticipate, again, that it will help clarify issues and perspectives and bring those negotiations to a satisfactory conclusion.
Chernik and Fama say both sides are trying hard to keep negotiations positive because a good resolution will be good for the whole community. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.